All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. You are listening to Playing the Field with Darcy, and I'm your host, Darcy. I'm so thankful for a lot of the feedback I've been getting so far, by the way, just on my podcast in general, but like especially I was kind of nervous about like dumping two episodes on you guys last week, but I really wanted to do this friendship one this week, which is, by the way, like the topic I'm going to be talking about today is like friendships and relationships. So I had like a pre-recorded podcast sitting in my drafts last week after I already put out the one, like I think I put out last Tuesday. And I was like, you know what? I really want to give myself some time to think about this next one I want to do about friendships. And I've been wanting to do this podcast about friendships and relationships pretty much since I started this podcast, like as soon as possible, because it has just been on my mind so much lately. And I feel like I've really been molding my brain to, like a different way to look at friendships, compared to how I used to. So thank you again for joining me today. And I hope you guys enjoy this. Oh, I want to make a side note that, these are also like note to selves, because like, I think I've had a really hard time, kind of holding my, like standing my ground and like holding my own when it comes to friendships and relationships and stuff. And I'm really trying to learn from my mistakes, from others' mistakes, learn from my pain, learn from my happiness. Try and like take, I'm trying to take mental notes, but I'm also trying to, like, I feel like I learn I learned through pain, but I also learned through like helping others. So like, I feel like I've been getting a lot of friends recently, like hitting me up, like asking me for advice about friends or about relationships. And a lot of people have been like, wow, I'm just, you know, like you always know the right thing to say. And like, I'm always like, yeah, wouldn't that be freaking crazy if I could just take my own freaking advice? So I really am trying to, you know, take my own advice this year and from here on out, because so far since 2020 has started, I've been trying to make a lot of better choices for myself and in regards to a lot of things in my life. And I feel like it's just done me so much good so far. And I'm really grateful for a lot of, you know, the harder pills to swallow that I've been needing to swallow for a long time, that I've been doing that this year. And just a couple of other things that I will talk about, that I feel like everybody could use to hear. So thank you again for joining me. And I hope you guys can relate to this or enjoy it. Please let me know what you think after I'm done. So when I was little, I mean, and for as long as I spent my life with my mother or my grandmother from my mother's side of the family, she was Grammy to me. Grammy used to always say, if you have one good friend, you're lucky. And I was always like, yeah, okay. And like when I was younger, I definitely spread myself kind of thin. Friends wise, I think I was calling a lot of people my best friend, and I was like, it wasn't like I was friends with a lot of people, because I actually want to say I don't really feel like I had like a ton of friends when I was younger. I definitely felt for the most part very unliked. But I think there were just like a lot of different people that I was like putting a lot of energy into. And so I didn't really understand. I was like, but wait, Grammy, like I have a lot of good friends, you know? And then as I got older, I was like, oh my gosh, really? Like the meaning of a good friend is so different when you're older and like kind of like learning about your independence and kind of exploring life on your own, like not being a little kid anymore. And like your friends are just your people that you go like, you go out to the movies with on the weekends. And that's, you know, for people born in my year, we used to do that on the weekends. We used to go downtown and like get frozen yogurt, because that first started being a thing when I was in high school, and go to the movies or go get stoned behind Borders Books. But so it was like, I felt like I had a lot of friends. And then as I got older, I just realized how many people weren't actually my friends, but who were just kind of like standard passerbys in my life, or just looky-loos and stuff like that. Like people who just like want to stick around just to like see the good stuff. But like, as I got older, a lot of people didn't really stick around for my hard times, and like, or they just, you know, that's fine. And I'm like learning to be okay with that. I think I definitely have spent a good amount of time being resentful, and I really, really don't enjoy that. And I really didn't realize that that's what I was doing until about like this past year, I want to say, about how I've spent, it was a lot of like 2017 and 2018, I think I spent being kind of like feeling that way, like feeling like a lot of people did me dirty, and like, but being mad at them for it instead of just being like, no, okay, like whatever, like, you know what, like another one bites the dust, like whatever, like let it go. Because that's like kind of how I am now, I would say, like ever since 2020 started, towards the end of 2019, I'm just kind of like, bye, like drag everything to the trash bin on my desktop. Like, no, it's like, and I don't mean it like people are trash, but it's just kind of like, I just gotta like get rid of it and move on. And like, I can't, I'm really trying not to like dwell on things as much anymore, because it's really draining to dwell on things so much. And anyway, so I've been reflecting a lot. And my mom has especially reminded me of this a lot, about what my grandma used to say. And if you have one good friend, you're lucky, because my mom and like my family have seen me end a lot of, or distance myself from a lot of friendships this year, that have been a part of my life for some time. And me just being really like confused and hurt and burnt and burned and I don't know, just kind of tossed to the side. So it's just kind of, it's been hard, but it's been really, really good. And I'm like, it's feeling good this year. And so I'm like, okay, like how can I channel this into something good? And like, what can I learn from this? And like, what can I do? So I guess I'll start storytelling, sort of. I've distanced myself from a number of surface level or shallow friendships disguised as quote unquote best friendships in the last couple of years. And it's not to say that like they were never deep, or like they never like were emotional or anything. But for the most part, like when you think about it, when like if people are here for the long haul or not, a lot of people like, and like, we were like letting each other go and it was fine. And like, I mean, and it just meant that it wasn't that deep. And like, you just like, we like so easily call people our best friends. And we're like, we put that idea around it. And it's just like, not everyone's meant to be your best friend. And so it was time for me to move on from a couple of different friendships that were the people who I thought I would like have in my wedding. And like people who I thought were gonna like be here forever, people who have been to like my family things, people who have been like came over for Thanksgiving, you know, like that kind of stuff, like people I used to live with. And it's like, it's really sad. And like, I wanna note that of course I miss these people and I genuinely do have love for them and I really want the best for them. So if any of these people ever hear this, like, I really hope you know that. And, sometimes, and like, I finally get the cliche setting, like, if you love someone or something, you really do need to let it go. It's just true. Like, sometimes the best thing for you, like, you and a friend is not each other. So sometimes you just need to know that and like be okay with that. And it was really hard for me to do that up until this year. And then I'm still kind of like grasping being okay with letting go of these friendships, because I've let go of a lot of friendships, but now I'm like, okay, like just, I need to, you know, be okay with that and move forward and just wish those people well and keep moving on with my life. And like being codependent on any relationship in your life is not healthy. So like, if you're feeling like you're going through like a freaking breakup, like a bad breakup that you really don't want to go down, like where you're just kind of like, oh, I really hope like this isn't the end. Like, can we please work it out? Like, babe, I miss you. Babe, I love you. It's my fault. It's not you. It's me. No, we're not doing that anymore. Like, I've just, you know, sometimes you have, like, you know, so like picking your own battles or choosing your battles wisely is what I meant to say, is like really what you got to do. Like, cause I've even tried to be better about that, because that in itself is so freaking hard. Like deciding what's actually worth, like what juice is worth, like worth the squeeze or not. A lot of this juice has not ever been worth the fucking squeeze. Pardon my French, but it just hasn't. Okay. And it's not like it's like those people aren't worth it, but it's like that argument isn't worth it because both people are hurt. Both people have certain feelings about certain things that happened in the friendship or that happened when in the argument happened, or like stuff that went down even when you weren't like fighting about anything, but things that you guys both just like held in your back pocket and like, you know, unhealthily like put that in your back pocket for whenever you needed it. And that's not good. Like, that's not good to like hold things in. And I'm saying that for myself too. There were a lot of things that I let slide and that I made acceptable or that I encouraged or whatever, that I'm almost like really like disgusted that I would ever like make okay or like just let it slide like in friendships now. So I've been learning a lot, and I'm really thankful for all the lessons, albeit they have been painful, but I am thankful for them. But yeah, it's kind of interesting to see a lot of those cliches about friendships and relationships become like mega extra relatable once you start getting older and you're like, wow, I get it now. And you just like don't even say those things out loud anymore. You just kind of say them to yourself and you're like, fuck, this is my life. It's relatable to a cliche phrase, but that's okay. Learning how to give people space, and like learning more about people and like learning their mannerisms and paying attention so you can learn more about them, not taking everything so personally, and learning how to love your own company just as much as you love spending time with people can honestly save you. And it has really saved me from tarnishing friendships or fighting with friends. Learning when to take a break, learning to not spend every waking moment with each other, learning how to not do everything together. Those are all really important things in friendships and for your own personal and mental and emotional health, you know? I have a hard, like, I think I just really missed having like somebody who I could do everything with. And like, I haven't been in that many serious relationships. So like, I also can't really relate it to like, you know, having an ex that you used to do everything together with. Like, I don't really have an ex that was ever like my best friend. But I did have a lot of best friends that I used to do everything with. And it made my anxiety worse, because it made me anxious about doing things alone, or it made me take a lot of things really personally when like people would like, you know, when like your best friend like does something without you, or like when your best friend calls someone else their best friend, or like when your best friend doesn't want to spend time with you and they like want to spend time alone, or like whatever, or like when you're sitting next to each other and like they're not saying anything. Like, sometimes that's fine. Sometimes all of that is fine. It's actually always all fine if you want it to be fine. But it's like you have to learn more about yourself too, and like educate yourself on, like, I don't know, just educate yourself on how to not like suck your friends dry and not be an energy vampire yourself. Like, we actually really don't require like that much attention or energy or affection from other people. And you really do require it from yourself though. So like, the more dependent we are on other people for those things in our life, the less we like give it from ourselves. So I've been learning how to give people space at the same time as enjoying my own space with myself. And knowing that just because me and my friends don't see each other every day or we don't talk every day, it doesn't mean we don't love each other. But there are really small, like, important things for me, at least, that I like doing for my friends. Just like, it's just a personal thing that, like, I feel like make a really big difference, in, like, the quality and, like, depth of my friendships. I definitely tell my friends I love them all the time before, like, when we hang up the phone, when we get out of the car with each other, just in a text. Sometimes I'll, like, text my friends in the morning and say I love them and I hope they have a good day. Like, genuine, real things like that, that, like, they're just really little things, can really show your friends that your friendship actually goes a long way and that you mean a lot more to them. And the fact that you think about them at random times and that you want them to be doing well all the time, rather than just sometimes, you know? So those are, like, really little things. And, like, also, I'm looking at all my freaking notes. I was really into this topic. So I've been taking notes and making outlines for, like, the last, like, week, and then, like, trying to get it all on paper in the last, like, 2 hours. There were also a lot of friendships that didn't serve me anymore, on top of also not being healthy or reciprocal, I think is the word, reciprocal, or friendships that were meant to be long-lasting. Like, not all of my friendships were meant to be long-lasting, and I definitely believe that some people are truly meant to, like, teach you and help you learn more about yourself, but not everyone wants to grow with you. Because, like, sometimes, like, we, like, just, like, can't handle that, like, in at that point in our lives, like, growing with people and going through the hard times with them. Like, it's really hard to, like, I really am thankful for a lot of my friends who have, like, stuck by me in the long haul, that didn't make me feel bad about myself. And then friends who were, I don't know, made themselves, like, emotionally available to me. That were there for me even when, like, I was acting ugly. I've been trying to become, like, very self-aware, and I've been trying to look inward about what I can do differently to not have these kinds of friendships anymore. 'Cause in the last year, I've kind of stepped away from friendships that were, like, verbally abusive. Friends that were shady, and I'll make a specific note here, and if the shoe fits, I'm sorry, you gotta wear it. I don't make the rules. And friends that lied to me and did weird shit behind my back and, like, just were, like, weird and shady to me, all for dick, all for, like, random dick, like, guys that I used to talk to, guys that I used to hook up with, or guys that I, like, were talking to first, and then your friends just randomly start, like, being shady and, like, doing all that stuff behind your back. Like, it's just weird. I'm like, was that really worth it? Was you lying about it? Where it's just like, I don't even care. I don't care. Like, I mean, I think at one point in my life I did care, but now I actually don't care, because now I'm actually way more concerned about having quality friends than I am about having a dude around, you know? Like, I just don't get it. But to each their own. Like, but I just had to know that those friendships just, like, had to go, because I'm just like, okay, if people are really, like, that willing to, at the drop of a hat, just, like, kind of, you know, betray me, or, like, just be weird and be shady to me, like, they had to go. I definitely had to step away from some emotionally manipulative friendships too. Sometimes I have to take break from people or friends that encourage me to make bad choices, because sometimes I'm not strong enough to make those decisions on my own. And I know that. So sometimes I just need to, like, not play with fire when you know you're going to get burned. I also kind of had to step away from friends who get mad when you do things without them, or when you don't do things for them all the time. Those were all big notes I had here. But like I said, before that, I have been trying to look inward about what I can do differently to not have these kinds of friendships. Ultimately, we set the standard for the kind of behaviors that are acceptable or the norm. And also, these are dictated by our own actions and what we excuse and allow. So, like, if you want different friendships, you need to look inward at yourself too. Or if you want your life to be different, like, you know, it's like you can only it's not anyone else's fault. Okay. Like, and even though I'm saying that other friends' actions have like made me want to step away from them as friends, it doesn't mean that it's their fault. Like, you can't help it. But it's like, if that's going to make our friendship weird, then like, I need to step away, because like, sometimes I just like, where it's like, it's fine if you want to do that, but like, we're not going to be doing that together. So like, I have to work on what I allow, what I excuse, and the kind of people that I have in my life, because like, ultimately at the end of the day, I can't be like complaining and like upset about why certain friends do certain things if like I have other friends that have done certain things and I said I was fine, or like if I have other friends that do similar things and that I just let them all like not like get away with it, but just like are like, oh, okay, well, you know, they're just gonna do whatever they want, like that's fine, but you don't have to like be up their ass and be best friends with them. Like, just like let it go, let them go, just let them go do their thing, and you do you. You don't need to do everything together. And sometimes taking a break from those people or making some space between you and those people is the best thing that you can really do for you and that person. Then they don't have to feel bad about whatever it is that they're doing, and you don't have to resent them or make them feel bad about whatever it is that they're doing. Everyone can just live harmoniously, just separately, and that's fine. So I have like some tips and notes that have been really important to me and big like kind of marquee things in my life since 2020 started. Beware of people who stay friends with people that have done you dirty. You know what? I'm on the same page as like, you know, I get that other people can be friends with people that you don't like, and that's fine, and you can't control who other people are friends with. But here's my thing. Why the fuck would you want to be friends with people that have done your friends dirty? Why would you want that? What makes you think they wouldn't do you dirty? Because they almost always do you dirty right after that. That's a big thing for me. I really don't understand that. I've really, really been like trying to wrap my head around that. Like, I just can't. And like, I used to be the person who was like, oh my God, I love that like me and this person can be friends and they don't care that I'm friends with this person that they hate. Like, wow, that's so great. Like, no, it's really not. Like, you can be friends with whoever you want, but that doesn't mean that we have to be friends too. Cause I really don't. Because that's like circulating and like enabling like their behaviors when they like shit on your friends or do your friends dirty, and you're just like being like, okay, well, like I'm still gonna praise this person, say that's great. Like, no, it's not okay. And if you really care about your friends, they're not gonna be cool with people who did them dirty. You're gonna be like, what the fuck that person. Like, yeah, no, it's fuck them. It's fuck them. It's not like, oh, well, I'm just like, okay. Oh my gosh. I have this written on the notes on the side. And I'm sorry that I'm swearing so much in this video, or I mean in this podcast. I'm just really trying to get some good points across. Beware if they say they don't like being confrontational, it means they're bitch made, okay? Like, if someone says they don't like being confrontational and that's why they didn't stand up for you when people were talking shit about you or shitting on you when you were in the room and they were, they're fake. It means they want to be able to be friends with everybody, and they don't want someone to not like them because they stood up for you. Okay? And trust me, a lot of people didn't like me when I was in high school. A lot of people didn't like me when I was in like middle school. Like, I know what it's like to have a lot of people not like me. And I also know what it's like to have a lot of, like, I really didn't care, like, if people were friends with people that didn't like me for a while growing up, but now I realize how actually like detrimental that is, to your own mental health and to your own like mental stability and to your own, to your relationships, to like allow those kind of friendships in your life where people are friends with people who have shit on you and like done stuff behind your back or said really terrible things about you when you weren't in the room. Like, don't enable that. I mean, like, do whatever, like, I don't know. Like, I'm saying do whatever you want, but I'm also like, don't enable that, because this is just for me personally. All my close friends have heard me say this before. Stand up for something. Okay. Stand up for something that fucking matters, because like, I would rather look like an asshole and, or like look like a bitch and like stand up for something that matters to me and like be the one who's like outspoken and standing up for people who aren't in the room or standing up for people who can't necessarily stand up for themselves than be a freaking pussy and sit there and not say anything, or sit there and, as me and my best friend Venancia would say, a kiki about everybody else, like when you're not in the room. That's ugly behavior. And it's, yeah, I just like, you should be friends with people that will stand up for you when you're not in the room. And those are the kind of quality friends like I'm looking for now in my life. And so I don't know, man. I mean, like, obviously, and I have another note here. So like, these are like some notes that I have about how to have like better relationships in your life. And these are also notes to self, because I'm still working on a lot of these things. The first one being, don't gossip with your friends about other friends. Go argue about it with your dog. Go write about it in your diary. Go talk to your mom about it. Like, I'll try and spare my friends that kind of stuff. And like, if I'm really feeling frustrated about something or like confused about why someone's treated me a certain way, I'll genuinely talk with my mom about it, or like my dad, or like, honestly, like my brothers, I'll talk to them too. Because, and I'm trying to like talk to my friends about it less, because I don't want to like dump on my friends all the time when I like have something to talk about, or when I'm like hurt about something, or, you know, like I don't want to dump that on other people. And like, especially what if they are friends with that person, and like, I don't want to like say anything mean about that person to like somebody else. And I'm really trying to work on that. Don't overshare. I'm trying to like, not like share less, but share like an appropriate amount of things with my friends. Like, you don't want to give them like absolutes or ultimates all the time, because that's really extreme and can like create really toxic relationships when everything's like an all the time or none of the time type of thing. Or like when you tell them all the things or none of the things. Like, I try and like share what I feel like is appropriate to share right now. And I'm trying to work on like, you know, what I share with my friends and like, or what I feel like is worth sharing sometimes. Like, sometimes it's just like I said, was saying earlier, like the juice ain't worth the squeeze, which is really making me want orange juice, by the way. Oh my gosh. Ugh, I really want fresh squeeze orange juice now. But is it worth the squeeze? Anyway. Yeah. And I have here noted again, don't fuck with people that do your friends wrong, in parentheses. Why would you even want that anyway? Cause I really don't understand. Like, why would you want to be friends with people that have done your friends dirty? Like, I'm really like, I honestly, there have been a lot of really wild things happening in my friend universe recently. And like, sometimes like I just moved home recently, so like I've been spending a lot of time alone and a lot of time like observing. I've been hanging out with people from my hometown and like still hanging out with friends from where I was living before and all that stuff. And I'm just like, I sit here and I observe a lot and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I really like, it's like, we really require the bare minimum for good friends, okay? Like, you just want to be friends with people who care about you, who push you to do good things, who push you to be better and do better, and who support you, and who, like, don't, they're not fair weather friends, as my mom would say. I also have noted here, have healthier shared hobbies with your friends, and watch out for party friends. I've had a lot of party friends growing up. I definitely used to party a lot. And I don't feel like that really builds authentic or genuine friendships. So I don't feel like it's, you know, like if you're only friends with these people or if you only hang out with them when you're partying, those aren't your friends. Okay. Like those are only your friends when you guys are fucked up. And because they're pretty much never around any of the other times, are they? No, they're not. I've noted here, don't be a doormat. And don't be a pushover. I've been a doormat / pushover for a really long time. And now I'm like, I want to say getting better at like stepping into my power, I guess, and standing up for myself and like being powerful and standing in my own grounds. I'm not powerful when I'm with another person. I'm powerful when I'm on my own and on my own two feet, standing up for me. Learn how to say no. Saying no more is fine. Saying no, like, you don't have to hang out with your friends every time they ask you. You don't have to be able to do everything for your friends every time they ask you. You don't have to lend your friends money every time they ask you or any of the times they ask you. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. Oh my gosh, this is something else me and Vanessa say all the time. You don't got to do anything you don't want to do, baby. So learn how to say no more. Like, that's okay. It's good for you. It's good for you to create, you like, because how to have healthier friendships is creating boundaries too, which is the point I've been kind of trying to get at. Making boundaries between you and saying yes all the freaking time. Saying no isn't a, like, no doesn't have to be a negative connotation word. Don't be such a yes girl or a yes guy all the time, because at the end of the day, you can only blame yourself, or you only have you to blame when your friends are like sucking you dry because you haven't said no. You haven't like ripped out the IV yet. So like you're just like literally letting people take. And not only do you not ever have the energy to give anymore after that, you also don't have the like self-respect to just like stop giving so much of yourself. So you start to resent them, and being resentful is a really, really ugly, ugly mood to have. And like I was saying earlier, I've been resentful before, and it's definitely not something I'm proud of. And it's definitely not a good quality, and it's just not worth it. Like, instead of being resentful, you could just place boundaries between you and those people. So there's that. And then I also have noted here, learn how to love your solitude. Learning how to love your solitude is important because it will help you maintain healthier friendships, where you guys will spend time together when you can and when it's convenient and when you're doing good and when they're doing good or when you're doing bad and they're doing bad. Your friends, your real friends are gonna like respect your space too. And if you have self-respect, like, you will respect your own solitude and you will learn to love it and you'll learn to embrace it because like you need it. And I've been having a lot of tarot readings lately that I've been noting to like relax and like not go out so much and spend more time alone and yeah, like it'll help you be a more attentive and help like better friend if you also spend just as much time alone as you spend out with other people. So learning how to love your solitude is super important. Something else that has really helped me learn a lot about my friendships, myself, is being authentic. I feel like I've finally stepped back into who I really am in the last couple months, / at the beginning of this year. I've embraced my inner child a lot more this year. I've learned how important that is to me because it's helped me stay truly authentic. I'm like revisiting a lot of old hobbies that I really enjoyed when I was younger. I'm embracing a lot of old like things that I like grew up enjoying, especially like watching baseball again all the time, playing sports, listening to old music that I used to really like, spending more time with my family, those are all things that have helped me, learn about being authentic. And sometimes, like in my past podcasts, I've tried to like relate back, to different entries in my journal, that relate a lot to whatever I'm talking about right now. And I have this journal entry from August 20th, 2019. And I have this quote, and it says, "Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are." And I wrote, "I'm finally growing into myself and truly loving who I am. I apologize for who I am less. I am attracting who and what I want in my life by being my truest self. By ridding my life of toxic behaviors, people, and activities, I have made room for the blessings I've been receiving and the blessings I will continue to receive." So, yeah, like I don't even really need to like explain that much about any of that. But I am really loving, embracing like who I am and straying away from the person who I thought I was supposed to be, for a few years. And I rebelled so much against who I was just to be a rebel and just to be against, my authentic self. And 'cause I thought it was corny or I thought it was stupid or I thought it was lame or whatever I thought it was when I was like in high school, when I was in college, like I was just like, man, fuck this shit. Like, I don't want to play sports anymore. I don't want to like sports. Like, that's stupid. That's not trendy. Like, I want to do drugs and like party and hang out with people that talk shit about me all the time. Like, I've been there. Just because sometimes, like, when we're younger, like, we just like confuse what like affection and intention are for like true love and like respect and care, you know? And honestly, ever since I've been embracing my inner child in the last like 6 months to a year and embracing who I am and stop trying to force myself to be somebody else, because honestly, that was harder than anything, was like trying so hard to fit into this mold of like what mold? Like, whose mold is that? Sorry, my dog's in here and she is really, really trying to go to the park right now. And she's trying to get me to play with her. And so she's throwing a ball to herself right now in my room. But honestly, the blessings that have been always around probably and that my eyes are being open to now, and a lot of the good in my life has come from embracing my inner child and embracing who I really am. And apologizing for who I am less and ending friendships that aren't good for me. Like, do you need to be friends with those people? Like, so I guess like I'll end it on this note. It's like, if you really, really think about it, you really don't need to be friends with people who don't like have your best interest at heart and who do weird and shady things behind your back and who emotionally manipulate you into like making you think that everything is your fault. Like, things aren't necessarily always our fault. And we do have like a certain amount of control over things that happen in our lives, but like nothing's inherently anyone's fault. You just have responsibility in situations. Like, there are things that are your responsibility to take care of too and take responsibility for. So I know this was a lot of like different rambling parts and I know there was a lot of different notes, but I do really feel good about sharing some of these things with you guys. And I really hope that as we continue into this new year, that you can embrace who you are more this year and your friends can too. And if they can't, then let them go. Letting go is a great feeling. It's been relieving to feel less socially obligated to people and to certain friendships, because once you step away and like, honestly, a lot of the things that I've seen less of, or like, I don't know. I've been paying close attention to like the different, like ever since I've been trying to make these changes in my life and step away from these friendships and do and step back into like my authentic self and embrace who I am. You see that those people don't really try to make contact with you anymore, and that they are like, they kind of step away from you too, because, oh, bless you. They kind of realize that maybe it wasn't, that friendship wasn't for them either. And that's okay. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you can relate to this. I hope you guys have as good of friends as I do. I really love my friends. I do a lot. I'm really grateful for all of you. And you know what's amazing? A lot of my friends have listened to my podcast, and I love you guys for that. And my friends know how much I love them. I am happy to say that I know without a doubt my friends will never doubt how much I love them or how much I care about them. So I'm happy to say that at least I'm that friend. And yeah, so I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see each other next week.